Alex Lyon. Can you take us through your mindset on the penalty shot and how you saw it develop there as he comes down?
Really dangerous player.
Don't give away your tips.
I try not to overthink the penalty shot too much. Kind of the same situation as a shootout, and just try to kind of be in the moment. And that's when practice comes through. So you just gotta trust your instincts and lean on those.
And just what did you think about the way this club performed in the third period and kind of seemed to parlay the momentum of that play, got the game even, and took over in the third?
Yeah, definitely felt. I felt like it felt pretty similar to kind of when we were rolling after Olympic break. We would really lock it down in the third period, and I think we did an unbelievable job of that. Even killing, I think we did a great job killing, and managed to Tucky managed to give us the lead there, and we did a good job of just finding a way through it, and happy for the guys and appreciate the hard work.
This question's for Alex Tuck. What was key for your team's penalty kill, particularly in the third period with the calls against Stalin and Thompson, protecting that 2-1 lead?
Just kind of locking it down, being aggressive when we could, causing turnovers, but also not giving up seams and blocking shots when we had to, and like I said, pressuring when we found the opportunity.
Alex Tuck got on the PK. What's the confidence level? That's been a staple of your team all season. In those late game situations, do you guys, is there talk on the bench? Is there just knowing yourself that you can kill whatever comes late in the game like that?
Yeah, no, we have some confidence. I thought our PK has been really good all year. Obviously, they've gotten a couple power play goals this series that we'd like to have back, and we're just trying to see their tendencies and react, and not change too much because we have had success in the penalty kill this year. And just play with that confidence, knowing we're going to go out there and try to make it hell on the opponent and on their power play.
Alex Lyon, at what point did you feel that you were pretty locked in? Obviously, it's a pretty crazy building. They're chanting your name out there. But you got tested early. Like, at what point did you feel like you were in pretty good
shape? I think getting in for a few minutes of the last game was really helpful. It's been, before that, it was probably 2 weeks since I had played. So just to get the feel of the game, and I think that kind of set me up nicely for today. I think that we came in with a great mindset, and you could feel it in the room of that we were just going to send it for 60 minutes and that's all you can do, And so I think we did a really good job of that. We were engaged right from the start, and I felt confident, and that's just what you're searching for. And the team gave me confidence, and we played desperately, so it was good.
For Alex Tuck, when that momentum shifts in the second period and it builds into the third, is there a time where you feel that momentum change and you know it's time to seize upon the moment and get after it in the game?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know when the opportunity to strike is going to happen. I think our group, first couple games, we stayed a little bit too patient at times, but I think this game, I thought we had a great first period, especially on the road. Outshot the opponent, really matched their intensity. Had a couple great A's early on. Probably gave up a little bit too much, but I thought we did a little bit better job defensively in the second period that ended up causing some chances our way. And just continue to push, continue to play the right way. And lucky enough, we got the go-ahead one there early in the third.
Respect for Noah Osland. Just what stood out about him tonight that he was able to jump right into the fray and, do what he did tonight?
I mean, yeah, jumping right in. He hasn't played the game in a couple weeks. First ever playoff hockey game in his rookie year. You guys got 1-1. I mean, that's special. I mean, the hockey IQ is off the charts. The skill is off the charts. But honestly, the compete. He went in there and competed every single shift and made a difference every single shift. And he was phenomenal tonight. And we need our depth. That's what's going to happen. yeah, a lot of guys in our room don't know how we need to use everybody. And I was really happy how much depth we went out and got during the deadline. And we're going to need everyone going forward because you never know what will happen or who will go down or who's going to be healthy and who's ready to go. So I think that's some of the keys to success in the playoffs is having that depth. And so, yeah, it was awesome for him to jump in there and have success. And we're going to need him going forward.
For Alex Lyon, any thoughts back to 3 years ago against this team in the playoffs? Any flashbacks?
Definitely some familiar feels. That's my only NHL playing experience, obviously. So a little bit, just like the bus ride and stuff like that. It was a little familiar, but feels different too at the same time. Obviously have a much bigger hand in this team than I did that Florida team. So just feeling really excited and feeling really appreciative of the opportunity right now, and just really trying to enjoy every moment as much as I can. And they're so fleeting, you know, playing NHL playoff games. So just trying to really soak everything up.
Guys, if I could ask you each one question, Alex Tuck, it seemed like right off the bat you guys set a tone. You guys were on it. You were on them. You were causing turnovers. Did you feel you needed to and did set that tone right off the bat?
Yeah, I mean, this is not an easy arena to play in. They've had a lot of success at home this year, and it's been a challenge even for our team throughout the season. A couple games we came in and played, and we wanted that mindset of coming in and just going to work right away. No matter what happens, they score one or two goals, we just got to keep working, keep going. We have a lot of faith and a lot of confidence in our group. We know we can bury a couple goals, and we're going to keep pushing towards that, but we just had to make sure we were playing good defense tonight and matching their intensity. I thought we did a good job with that.
Lyon, at 33 years old, do you still get butterflies before a game like this?
I get really nervous before every game, honestly. Blue and white preseason game amongst the Sabres, any preseason game, game five of the regular season, it's sometimes in practice I get really nervous. So that's just part of who I am. And but it's fun too. I just have learned to deal with it and kind of enjoy that part of it a little bit and not let it deter me at all. Like I said, I just tried to enjoy the night tonight. I like playing here. Like Tucky said, it's a tough building to play in, and they have obviously had a lot of success at home this year, but it's also one of the most, you know, special places to play in my mind. Again, just trying to soak up everything.
Last one. Alex Lyon, the penalty shot was obviously a big turning point in the game. Would you rather face one shot and have be done or over a penalty, a power play where they might have sustained attack?
That's a great question. I don't really know if I have an answer for you. I mean, everything's very circumstantial. We've had a lot of success in our penalty kill this year, and I think we have a lot of confidence in our penalty kill, and that definitely plays a factor. You know, Arvidsson's he's a pretty good player, and to be honest with you, every player in this league has the ability to score on penalty shots. So, I don't know. I guess it's just more circumstantial, but... Yeah, don't really have a definitive answer one way or the other.